In Chicago, at the Republican National Convention, Eisenhower's vice president, Richard Nixon, is in charge, negotiating a platform he can live with, while also acquiescing to his main rival, Governor Rockefeller of New York. The platform includes a controversial plank on defense, which President Eisenhower sees as a repudiation of his work. Feeling slighted by his protege, Eisenhower does not attend the convention, but does send along a telegraph congratulating Nixon, read to the convention floor by House Minority Leader Charles Halleck.